There's a lot of strife in the American church. And as I look at it, it almost all boils down to biblical hermeneutic. I mean, you can say it's about gay marriage. You can say it's about whether women should preach. You can say it's about different denominations. But you start to peel away the layers and you get down to, we just simply read the Bible differently than you do. And these different camps all read it differently. And so that, you've answered it already, but I just want to hear it reiterated that you're advocating a hermeneutic, a biblical hermeneutic that is reading what's the closest to Christ, of a reading a passage as it can be closest to Christ. Yeah. And the next question then is, how do you, by what criteria do you determine what's closest to Christ? And what I, one of the things I appreciate is, even in the title of your book, Experiences in Theology, you don't discount personal experience in developing that hermeneutic.
Mm-hmm. Well, my question to some of the fundamentalists is, do you really read the Bible? And the second question is, do you understand what you are reading? Just to quote the Bible on so-called homosexual persons is wrong, because the term doesn't appear in the original Hebrew words. And so I can go on into that debate. But so we should not leave biblical hermeneutics to fundamentalists who believe only in the 15 fundamentals and not in the rest.